So what would justice in the Gulf Coast and for displaced Katrina survivors look like to y'all?
Begin.
That's not an easy answer, by far. I've been really brainstorming that one for quite some time. I think a good start would be some admittance to the neglect, to the government failing their citizens. It wouldn't change what happened, but I think it's a good start. And really focusing, the city of New Orleans is not new to neglect, but really focusing on what's important, the citizens, especially the people of color in New Orleans. Before the storm, we've had many discussions about the demographics of the city of New Orleans, but I will say a city that was about 70% African American is now, what would you say?
It's about 50.
It's like it's 50-50 because people, I mean, it's coming
back. It's coming back.
In that weird,
not when
good
when
way.
I returned, it was about 20% African American. Mm-hmm. It was very unsettling to me, the treatment of the people of African descent in New Orleans, the natives to the city, the treatment by the government, National Guard, state police, other states' police that were sent down. I personally had 8 sheriffs hold shotguns to my head at about 9:30 at night. This was while the curfew was still in effect. Mm-hmm. The curfew was for midnight, but nevertheless, that still occurred. Just leaving your house, getting in your car, 8-10 sheriffs jump out, shotguns to your head, get on the ground. Very dehumanizing. So that kind of treatment is just really unacceptable. That has to stop. Focus on Mardi Gras parties is not important when there are numerous murders on a daily basis. The focus needs to change so the city can heal.
Mm. Okay. Well, I have been doing a lot of brainstorming about this. I what would justice in Katrina look like? I mean, in New Orleans look like in the Gulf Coast? I can speak for New Orleans because that's, you know, where my home was and my heart. Complete reform. Maya hit on something that everyone should spark a big bulb in everybody's head. New Orleanians are not new to neglect. That statement is a problem. That's a problem. That means that for the hundreds of thousands who are now displaced and who are accustomed to being neglected, their mouths are still shut at this time, which is why giving voice through, you know, the work that we're doing through these plays is crucial, because they're used to being told to shut up or being killed in order to be silenced. So that's a problem in and of itself, and we have to start to unravel the dehumanization process. That's what justice in New Orleans would look like for me. Since it's now a clean slate, and I hope that you would all take this idea and, you know, project it wherever you can. Since New Orleans is a clean slate, and we have all these big, grandiose ideas, and we've been doing research about social reform, et cetera, et cetera, we can begin on the canvas. Now we don't have to start from scratch and take down the structure of the school system in Pennsylvania or something like that and then rebuild it, which would cost so much money, and that's why the government's always saying, no, 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 it'll never work. Well, now everything is gone. Electricity, our addiction to oil, we can start to curb that now by switching over to LCD paneling, solar panel, is it LSD? No. different thing. But LCD paneling, put solar paneling on all the houses. Start to see what it looks like and what it's going to take. force the government to give subsidies or something like that to the companies for acquiring hundreds of thousands of panels at a good price with all this LRA money that Blanco's still sitting on and people can't rebuild their houses anywhere. Well, put a plan in place. The government moves like molasses, which is what we say in the South. You move like molasses, which is very, very slow. And slow is not gonna, it's not gonna work right now. As fast as the hurricane hit and the levees blew and the people were out, that's as fast as we needed to move to be back in. So justice would look like solar paneling on all the houses, reform so that the Army Corps of Engineer no longer takes care of water. Someone else should be taking care of your water systems and the structuring of something like that, not the military. There are people in Japan who have been researching how to clean water for a couple decades, and they've pretty much mastered it. They have some of the cleanest water on the planet. It can be done. The education system, since we know that dehumanization was aided in lack of education, we must reform the education system. Since it's all knocked down, let's rebuild it the right way. This is what justice looks like. And then it's going to be a model for the rest of the country to turn us over to, you know, get us into the social reform thing. Okay. I got it?
You got it.
All right.
You got it.